Public Radio for Acadiana, KRVS 88.7 FM, Lafayette, Lake Charles.
This is one. This is step number one.
You're listening to Sounds of the Usual here on KRVS.
Now this is number two. This is three. This is four. Five. Six. Seven.
Thank you. She was no longer. Money store in the street. The street store in the street. The union cigar. London store in the street. Then where in the street do they look cool? The union cigar. Then where in the street do they look cool?
You know, I've got stacks of old memories filed inside my head. Would you like to see some? Over here, I keep childhood memories. Down here are memories of my family. That's Laura, my wife. Those are our kids. Hey, here's a nice memory. This was a picnic we went on last fall. The kids were playing, and Laura and I just sat and talked. Wait a second, what's this? Oh, yeah, I had a headache that day. Isn't it strange what a headache can do to a beautiful day? Of course, when I decided to do something about it, I took Bufferin. You know, that Bufferin really works fast. It's got something extra in it, so it goes to work even faster than plain aspirin. You can get back fast to the things that make nice memories. Funny, I almost forgot about that headache. It lasted such a short time. Fast-working Bufferin. Remember?
Always remember. A radio spot produced by electronic pioneer Raymond Scott. Coming in after Charles Dodge, 1972 piece entitled He Destroyed Her Image. Then prior to that, Pierre Schaeffer with his Etude au Chemin au Fer. Steve Reich with Pendulum Music from 1968. And we began with electronic pioneer Raymond Scott. A little experiment he called Counting. Here on Sounds Unusual, I'm Cecil Doyle. We're one quarter way through samplings of some of the early gurus of electronic music from the late 1940s till around 1980. From the Soviet Republic, this is Vladimir Ussachevsky and something he calls wireless fantasy. As we continue, Sounds Unusual.
So much as just keeping up with it.
At IBM, our work is related to the paperwork explosion.
Specifically, the paperwork in an office.
Hello, always been a lot of paperwork in an office.
But today, there is more paperwork than ever before.
There's more than ever before.
Certainly more than there used to be.
In the past, there always seemed to be enough time and people to do the paperwork.
There always seemed to be enough time to do the paperwork.
There always seemed to be enough people to do the paperwork.
There always seemed to be enough time and people to do the paperwork.
But today, there isn't.
Today, there isn't enough time.
Today, there aren't enough people.
Today, everyone has to spend more time on paperwork. Management has to spend more time on paperwork.
Secretaries have to spend
more time on paperwork.
Companies have to spend more time on paperwork.
Salesmen, brokers,
engineers,
accountants,
lawyers,
supervisors,
doctors,
executives,
teachers,
office managers,
bankers,
foremen,
bookkeepers.
Everybody has to spend more time on paperwork.
Seems to me we could use some help.
I understand that IBM has a quarterly.
The ad says the IBM MTST can type error free.
The IBM Office Products Division representative explained how it worked.
That IBM has always been one of the leaders in the field of office.
Last week I was talking to a guy about a machine that IBM makes. It's called an MTST.
Dictation is recorded on a magnetic belt.
Runs off a battery.
It's right here in this magazine.
A whole system of IBM Office Products Division equipment throughout the entire office.
IBM can help you with the time it takes to do the paperwork.
With IBM dictation equipment,
I can get four times as much thinking recorded
as I can by writing it down,
and twice as much as I can by dictating to a highly skilled secretary.
Now the IBM MTST here turns rough draft into error-free copy automatically at the rate of a page every 2 minutes.
Used systematically throughout an office, these two pieces of IBM equipment alone have increased people's productivity by 50%.
IBM machines can do the work.
So that people have time to think.
Machines should do the work. That's what they're best at.
People should do the thinking.
That's what they're best at.
Machines should work. People should think.
Machines should work.
People should think.
Machines should work.
People should think.
So I don't do much work anymore. I'm too busy thinking.
Thank you.
You're listening to Super Sounds as Unusual here on KRVS.
portion from the Rosas 3 from Vibration Compositions by Francois Bayle from 1973. Preceding that, early 60s Raymond Scott with Backward Overload. Terry Riley, prior to that, with 1968's Poppy No Good. Oscar Sala, before that, doing a concertando from his electronic Tons suite. More Raymond Scott with an IBM Progress radio spot. Before that, composer Morton Subotnick, who did compositions for many experimental films. We heard Silver Apples of the Moon, Part 1, from 1968. John Chowning, prior to that, from 1977, something called Stria. And we began that set with Vladimir Uskashevsky with his Wireless Fantasy. Sounds Unusual was produced in Cypress Lake Studios here on the campus of the University of Louisiana at Lafayette. We join you in support of this station. Programs on KRVS are also made possible in part by a grant from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. A podcast of this and other locally produced shows can be found on the website at krvs.org. I'm Cecil Doyle. We're going to close out with a classic John Cage mix-up, the Williams mix from 1972. Join us again next week for more
Sounds Unusual.
I'm gonna go get some. much.
Sing.